Why does money exist? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Saif M. Mekri, associate professor of economics, examines the ease of life that comes from having some green in your pocket.
Imagine a world without money. With no money, you'll be forced to produce everything you consume. Making a simple chicken sandwich would require raising your own hen, growing your own vegetables, making your own bread, and even collecting your own seawater to make salt. Well, some may argue that's not correct. You don't really have to produce everything. You could just barter for goods, and that does not require money. But bartering goods is not always easy. Let's say you're a carpenter who makes chairs and you want an apple. You will probably find it impossible to buy one because a chair will be just so much more valuable than a single piece of fruit. And just think about the hassle it would be to haul your chairs to the shopping mall in the hopes of bartering them for other goods. Money makes everything easy. You don't have to produce all your own goods, and you don't have to carry your own ware to trade. As a carpenter, you could sell your chair for, say, $50. You could then take the $50 bill to the supermarket, buy 2 pounds of apple for $5, and keep the remaining $45 in change to spend on stuff later. Another advantage money has over bartering is that you can use it more easily to store your wealth and spend it later. Stashing six $50 bills takes up a lot less room than storing six unsold chairs. Nowadays, of course, many people pay for things without cash or coins. Instead, they use credit cards or make online purchases. Others simply wave a smartwatch at a designated device, and yet others use bitcoins and other cryptocurrencies. But all of these are just different forms of money that don't require paper. No matter what form it takes, money ultimately helps make the trading of goods and services go more smoothly for everyone involved.
That was Saif M. Mekri of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.